I am Jonathan Witzel, and it is an honor and a privilege to be here. Pastor Joel Noggle and I are good friends, and he invited me over here, and at first I wanted to kind of throw up a little bit because I come from Huntington County, the southern end of Huntington County, Orbazonia, Mapleton area, and I'm in a valley between Saltella and Mapleton called Hares Valley, and it's a very rural area. So this is a big city to me. And so when he asked me if I'd be willing to come over, I hesitantly agreed, but just the hesitation came because I was pretty scared to death. And I come with my lovely wife, Tiffany, and we are definitely honored to be here. So thanks for having us. And the hospitality here is wonderful. We were welcomed with open arms and just have been treated like royalty. And I just praise God for that, and so just keep doing what you're doing around here. It's good stuff for sure. If you want to turn with me, the scripture I've chosen this morning is found in the Gospel of John, chapter 3, verses 17 and 18. I'll give you a second to turn there if you'd like. And these words come directly from Jesus Christ himself. And Jesus says, and I'll be reading and quoting scripture from the NIV translation this morning. Jesus says, "For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. That whoever believes is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because he has chosen to not believe in the name of God's one and only Son, Jesus Christ." And these are the words Jesus was speaking himself. John 3, 17 and 18. I chose that scripture for a purpose, which is exactly why we're going to spend a lot of time in the book of Romans. I am a logger. You may or may not know, I own and operate my own logging business. It's what is known as a cut-to-length harvesting system. I have a machine that cuts trees, delimbs trees, cuts trees to length, and then the same machine, I go back through where I cut and gather up all the wood I've processed and haul it out of the woods instead of dragging it and load it right on a trailer, tractor and trailer, and yes, I do sit in a cab and just push buttons all day. But I hand cut my whole life up until about 7 years ago when I bought this machine. So I am a logger. The most important thing about me, though, is I am a believer in Jesus Christ and follow him to the best of my ability. And I love the Lord. And so, therefore, I am a Christian who just happens to be a logger. Another thing I would also admit about myself that I'm not real proud of is the fact that I am a sinner. But the comfort I find in that a little bit is we are all sinners. In Romans 3:23, it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." All have sinned. All of us are sinners. There are two kinds of people in the world. There are sinners who are lost, and there are sinners who are saved by grace. That's it. But we're all sinners. So the first thing I want to talk about this morning, and I'll start with a question, is are you one of those saved sinners, or are you a lost sinner? Have you accepted the gift that Jesus Christ has offered to us, the gift of salvation, the gift of eternal life? Now, I'm not asking you, have you been in church your whole life? I'm not asking you if you abide by the list of rules of do's and don'ts that we have. You know, you may be sitting here, well, I've never drank, I've never smoked, I've never done drugs, I've never this, I've never that, I don't very often. You might have your own list of reasons why you think you're a good person. That's not what I'm asking. Do you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ? Do you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior? First step is you got to admit that you're a sinner. And then you need to accept that gift that Jesus Christ has offered us all. See, unfortunately, there are a lot of people that sit in church on a Sunday morning that think that they're doing okay, but if you put them on the spot and ask them if they're 100% sure that when they die that they're going to spend eternity in heaven, they're just not really sure. I think I'm a good person. Well, I'm not asking if you're... Do you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and that's an important thing because in chapter 6, verse 23 of Romans, it says, the wages of sin, that sin that we're all guilty of, the wages of sin is death. That's important stuff. But the second part of that verse says, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. That's some gift. Have you received that gift? How many of you know who Matt Emmons is? Matt Emmons. Anybody at all? Oh, yeah, that's... You don't count. I'm sorry. You got me, though. I was like, finally, somebody knows. Matt Emmons is an athlete. In the 2004 Olympic Games, Matt Emmons competed in the shooting sports. He was in a competition known as the three-position rifle competition, and he was poised to win a gold medal. He had it in the bag. He was so far ahead of the competition that all he needed to do was hit the target. He didn't need to get a bullseye or anything like that. He just needed to hit the target, and he had the gold medal. So as he had trained himself to do countless times, he stood poised in the final event to take home the gold. And he breathed and he concentrated and he took the shot. Perfect bullseye. Dead center. And he looked at the judges and the judges looked at him and he looked at the judges again. And look it up on YouTube. There's a video on there. Matt Emmons. Zero score. He shot the wrong target. Can you imagine? As we live our life, we're shooting for something. We have some kind of target. We're out to get something, so what is it? What are you out for? Well, that's what I want to talk about this morning. The first target we need to hit is that target of that gift of salvation. We need to achieve that target. We need to hit that target. Have you received the gift of salvation? Romans 5:8 says, but God demonstrates his own love for us in this. God's love for us was demonstrated in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Think about that a second. God knows everything, knew everything from the very beginning. Knew how sinful we are, but Christ still sacrificed himself. God still sacrificed his own son. Jesus Christ bled and died for us, knowing how sinful we are. That's pretty awesome. That's the first target. Is accepting that gift. Do you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? In the 10th chapter of Romans, verses 9 and 10, it says, if you confess with your mouth that that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified. And it is with your mouth that you confess your faith and are saved. Do you believe in here? Do you profess it? Do you confess it? Do you say it? Do you talk about it? Do you shout it from the rooftops? Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. I praise God that I can say that in all confidence. That if I fall over dead right here, right now, I know for a fact that I will spend eternity with my Lord, praising and worshiping. And the cool part of that gift is once you receive that, Romans 8:1 tells us that now, therefore, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. None. You receive the gift, no condemnation. Remember the verses that we read? John 3:17 and 18. God didn't send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Romans 8:1, therefore there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. So as a Christian, you know, receiving that gift is the first step. That's the first target. But once you embark on your faith journey and you start the walk of a Christian, then what's your target? What are you shooting for? Tiffany and I have 4 children between us. The second to the oldest is Noah. Noah just graduated from Penn College with a forestry degree, which makes me super proud. So yesterday we had a cookout party. All of his friends, family, bunch of people there, good food, good conversation. And like we often do in Harris Valley, we top a fun day off with an evening of shooting guns. It's what we like to do. We have a lot of fun and we shoot stuff. Amen. Atta boy. So we're shooting away. We had all kinds of guns out, and big guns and little guns and fun guns, and we was having a big old time, but it was toward evening. It was getting darker and darker, and we had milk jugs and pop bottles and all kinds of stuff that would hold water, filled up with water. Because you fill them up with water, because when you shoot them, they blow up and it's just neater. But as it was getting darker, the targets were getting harder to see. That darkness starts creeping in and things start becoming blurry. Is that happening with you maybe in your life? You got to be able to see your target clearly. You got to know what your target is in order to hit it. And if you allow that darkness to creep in, that target's going to get a little off. It's going to get a little blurry. It's going to be harder to hit. Or when we had the AR-15 out, you know, you can't hardly shoot one of those without shooting it pretty quick just to have fun. Well, when you're shooting a semi-automatic very quickly, it's very hard to be very accurate with it because it's sort of bouncing all around, and it's fun, but it's hard to be accurate. Do we do that as Christians? Do we just sort of start doing this, that, and the other and not really focus on what we're shooting for? See, the reason I bring this up is because so many of us Christians, I feel, are guilty of shooting for the wrong target. Satan will put these other targets in front of us, making us think that that's the right target. Story for you. I know Joel well enough to know that you're used to stories. I was a teenager and we went to what we called a shooting match. Now, there, I saw heads nodding in the first service. People knew what a shooting match was. You take your shotguns, you have competitions. Now, we were, you know, pretty low scale. We were just shooting for, like, turkeys and ham and stuff like that if you won. You know, I know there are bigger cash prize. We weren't into that. So me and my buddy went to this shooting match with our shotguns, okay? Paid to shooting match, and they give you these cards, and they staple these cards up that have an X on them with your number. You're assigned a number. It has an X on it and a circle, and the person with your shotgun that has a BB closest to the center of that X wins whatever the prize is. It's pretty sophisticated stuff, I mean, I have to admit. But a lot of fun. And so Doug and I, we went out to the firing line, and I, you know, got out to where we were ready to shoot, and I looked out to where the targets were, and I was straining, and I said, "Hey, Doug, which one's mine?" He said, "What?" I said, which one's mine? I can't see it." He said, "You're kidding." I said, "No." And Doug was a pretty ornery character. He said, "You see that tree? It's one right," I said, "to the right." "Yeah, that one." I said, "Yep, that's the one." "Okay, so that's the one I shot." When they handed the cards out, mine had zero BBs in it, and Doug's was just plastered with BBs all over it. Yeah. He pointed out the wrong target. And he just laughed. He pointed out the wrong target. My vision was, I found out later in life that I really needed glasses bad and didn't realize it at the time. He pointed out the wrong target. Satan does that to us. He will point out things. Our humanness will make us see things that we think that's the right target, and it's not. Getting noticed by people, making lots of money, holding certain positions in church, you name it. Not that things are necessarily bad in and of themselves, but if that's what we're shooting for all the time, we're missing the big picture. But the one I want to really focus on this morning that just really sticks in my craw is the false target of condemnation. We Christians are so bad, so guilty of condemning others. And why do we do that? Jesus Christ himself didn't even come to condemn people. So why do we think we should? Who do we think we are? There's now no condemnation. God didn't send his son into the world to condemn. Why do we? Had a new truck driver starting to haul my wood a couple months ago. I'm pretty particular on who hauls my wood because it's a different. Is there any truck drivers in here? Any truck drivers? Attaboy. It takes a different kind of truck driver to haul logs and wood. Have you ever hauled logs and wood? Okay. Takes it, you're miles back in the middle of nowhere running big tractor and trailers where tractor and trailers shouldn't be, you know, along the edges of cliffs, and I mean, it can get interesting. So it takes a special person. New truck driver started. He rolls in, gets out of the truck, hat on backwards, tattoos everywhere, baggy jeans, walking around, and I'm like, here we go. So I did what any logger would do. I just made fun of him. Yeah. Now, I wouldn't do that in front of his face, you know, or to his face. I did it behind his back. I mean, I was justified in that, right? I mean, after all, I am a Christian. Oh, I had these funny things and make guys laugh, you know. Yeah. Well, a couple weeks ago in a conversation, this guy made mention that he never knew his real dad. Okay, now we were just talking about something else, and it was relevant to what we were talking about, but it was, he mentioned it, and then we were on to the next thing. I couldn't get that out of my head. That, brothers and sisters, is what we call the Holy Spirit working. I couldn't get that out of my head, the fact that he said he never knew his real dad. Now, I just work by myself, and so all day long I'd be cutting trees and doing things, and I'm thinking about this. I'm like, And here I am, you know, making fun. Oh, yeah, looks like he just came from a Metallica concert. I like Metallica, by the way, I really do. Don't hold that against me, though. I mean, I had all kinds of funny stuff, and I just couldn't get this out of my head. And last Friday, I was there working, and I knew he was coming later in the day. I just kept feeling this something, which, again, I know it was the Holy Spirit. I know it was. You got to talk to him about that. And I'm like, no, yeah, you got it. No, I'm busy. You may not be busy, God, but I'm busy. And I just kept feeling this push and this push. And wouldn't you know that just as he was coming to grab a loaded trailer, I was coming into the log yard. And it hit me like a ton of bricks. You will get out of that machine and you will go talk to that man about what he said. And I did not want to do it. But I did. And I walked over to him, and I'm not even going to tell you his name. And I said, you talk about out of your comfort zone. And you got to picture this now. We're out in the middle of, 6 miles from the nearest anything. Just two men in a log yard. Mud and bugs, and which is what I love about working in the woods, by the way. I walk over to him and I said, hey. You said something the other day that I just can't get past. I said, you mentioned you never knew your real dad. And as soon as I said those words, you could see the tears welling up in his eyes. He told me a little bit about it. And I shared as best as I could about the love of God, how we all have a heavenly Father that will never leave us or abandon us. And loves us no matter what. I tried the best I could. Wasn't any fancy words, I can tell you that. We talked about that a little bit, which led him to share with me about some things that he experienced as a child that no person should ever, ever experience. That I'm not even going to mention, but trust me when I say it was bad. And I had the gall to judge him, to condemn him because of how he looked, how he dressed, because he chose to put a little bit of ink on his skin. Why do we do that? Why? I don't know if you looked around lately, but we're all different. Every one of us is different. You know, I had made fun of this man because of how he appeared. And I can't even imagine going through what he's going through. And I said what I could say to him, but it wasn't much. And the tears just rolled down his face. And the stuff, and I had only known this guy for a couple months, and the stuff he was telling me, he said he had only told to 3 people ever. And we talked, And he cried, I cried, we cried. And as I turned around to walk away, it was like this hand grabbed me by the back of the neck and turned me back around. And he had already turned around, and I said, hey, and said his name. And he turned around, and the tears are, I said, can I pray with you? Yeah. And I did. And we cried some more. And then two grown men in the middle of nowhere embraced each other. And I reminded him that God loves him. Why do we condemn other people? Jesus Christ didn't come to condemn. It's not up to us to condemn. So by now you're saying, okay, dude, if we're all shooting at the wrong target, what's the right target? Good question. I'm glad you asked. There's good news. Jesus Christ answered that question. If you want to turn to Matthew 22, verses 36 through 40, if you want to turn there, feel free. But Jesus Christ answers that question. Whenever one of the Pharisees, an expert in the law, he was trying to trick Jesus, he said, which is the greatest commandment? And Jesus looked at him and said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love God with everything you are. Your heart, soul, mind. That's not only the target, that's the bullseye. Jesus Christ just gave us the bullseye that we're to be shooting for. I picture it like this. That's the bullseye, and then the outer circle right around the bullseye, that's the love your neighbor as yourself part. Which all kind of blends together. Because how do you love God? By loving others. How do you love others? By loving... You can't love others without loving God. You can't love God without loving others. You do those two things, you got it. You've hit a bullseye. That's what we should be shooting for. So I ask you this morning, which target are you shooting for? I know every one of us in here, myself included, know people, are around people, see people that we're guilty of condemning that person. We put them in our own little prison of making fun, of, you know, pointing out flaws, you name it. We're just wasting time and energy. Not to mention hurting a lot of people. Will you pray with me? Father God, we thank you so much for gathering us here this morning. I thank you for giving me the opportunity to bring your message to these wonderful, loving folks. Dear Lord, as we pray here this morning, I just ask you that if there is anyone within the sound of my voice that doesn't know Jesus Christ as their own personal Lord and Savior, I pray that you open their heart to receiving that gift, the gift of salvation and eternal life with you. I pray that you help them to understand that if they need to talk to someone, that they can either talk to me or to a deacon of the church or a member that they look up to, or just someone. Put someone in their path, in their space that they can talk to and help them figure out how to make that happen. It is just a simple prayer of confessing sin and receiving the gift. Just asking Jesus Christ into your heart. And then the journey begins. And Lord, I pray that we all who fall guilty, which is everyone in here, of making fun of others and condemning others, I pray that you help us to let go of that hindrance on our Christian walk. Help us to love everyone for who they are in a way that you love us, which is unconditionally. I pray that you help us daily to focus on what it is that we're to be shooting for. And I pray that each and every day of our lives, you help us to grow in our faith and to love you with our whole heart and soul and mind, and to love others. We thank you for this time of worship, and we pray that you go with us as we leave here today and help us to share the light of Jesus Christ with those around us. And if you agree with this prayer, say amen. Amen. Amen.